Hello again, and welcome to the program. We're here with a little strength for today. We're continuing Psalm 119. We're going to look at this section of verses here today. Psalm 119 is all in sections, and we're at 49 to 56 today. We're going to look at it because it all centers around the Word of God. Remember, he said, the word of unto thy servant, which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember, why do you tell God to remember? Actually, this word has been translated, bring to remembrance, in two occasions in the Bible. And that's what it's referring to here. He's saying, Lord, bring to my memory your word. Bring your word unto thy servant, which thou hast caused me to hope. The word hope here means expectations. It doesn't mean, oh, I really hope this happens. It means expectation. Remember, cause me to remember, bring to my remembrance the word unto thy servant, which thou hast caused me to have expectation. Things are not going well, get into the word. Verse 50, this, the word, is my comfort in my affliction. We need comfort in affliction. What we have to do is get into the word. Verse 51, the proud have had me greatly in derision. The word means to be mocking. If you're going to stand up for the Lord, you're going to have someone mocking you. What did he do? He said, yet have I not declined from thy law or thy word. Just get into the word. I remembered thy judgments. That comes from the word. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Having some problem today? You probably will before the day is over. You want comfort? Get into the word. Honor. No, horror hath taken hold upon me because the wicked that forsake the law. Now, when they forsake the law, they're going to give you problems. And so he said, I understand. When they forsake the law, things go wrong. And when we forsake it, they'll go wrong too. Verse 54, thy statutes, that's from the word, have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Boy, we're on a pilgrimage here in this crazy, wicked world. Can you sing? It's so important. That's why we have these songs and hymns every day, the old-fashioned ones, not the new stupid things that are coming along today. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Back into the word, you want to sing. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. It's all about the Lord. It's all about the law. This I had. How did he have this success in all these problems? This I had because I kept thy precepts. He kept the word of God. The word, thy word, he said to the Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We need to be able to say that. And so he said, thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Here's the song. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Everything we've been reading in Psalm 119 to this point has been a prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Sing along with this message in Psalm 119.